Today, Salman Rushdie is publishing his 15th novel, Victory City. Even being able to say that is a minor miracle. Rushdie was attacked on stage last summer while giving a talk. There had been a fatwa against his life issued by the Ayatollah of Iran in 1989, but for the past two decades, he'd lived in relative freedom in the United States. Rushdie had completed the new novel just before the attack. NPR's Bilal Qureshi has this story.
Salman Rushdie had not spoken out since the attempt on his life last August, but with the release of his new book, he's given one interview to The New Yorker magazine's David Remnick and finally described how he's healing.
Can you type?
Not very well because of the lack of feeling in the fingertips. The big injuries was here.
It's right under your right jaw.
And yes, the neck.
The neck.
The neck and up around here, the right side of my face. There was a lot there. There were chest wounds, and the liver was injured.
Rushdie has lost sight in his right eye, and he is only slowly regaining use of one of his hands.
I've tried very hard not to adopt the role of a victim. You know, then you're just sitting there saying, you know, somebody stuck a knife in me, poor me. You know,
you don't feel that way.
Which I do sometimes think.
It hurts.
It hurts. But what I don't think is that's what I want people reading the book to think. I want them to be captured by the tale and to be carried away and to enjoy being in it and to want to know what happens next and you know, to read a book.
That book is Victory City, and here is its opening.
On the last day of her life, when she was 247 years old, the blind poet, miracle worker, and prophetess, Pampa Kampana, completed her immense narrative poem about Bisnaga and buried it in a clay pot sealed with wax.
Victory City is a historical epic about storytelling. It's inspired by a real Hindu kingdom called Vijayanagar that was destroyed by Muslim armies in the 16th century. All that remains today is a city of ruins that has become a symbol of Hindu-Muslim conflict. That past has been used by India's ruling Hindu nationalist movement to create divisions in the present, as the writer Kiran Desai explains.
History is far more complicated than the way it is being presented today. And the nationalist view of history is different from the novelist view of history.
Rushdie reclaims the wounded narrative of Vijayanagar from Hindu nationalism and turns it into a secular, feminist work of fiction. He puts women at the center of his story and his city, recasting Vijayanagar as a place of magic and multiplicity across time. The writer Atish Thasir says that's the magic of Rushdie's fiction.
Rushdie's job has been, I think, he's a chronicler. He goes place to place, whether it's Muslim Spain, whether it's Vijayanagar. It's to find those places where there's this sort of historical controversy, historical fractures of those moments in one's past or in the past of a country that won't go away, that continue to send echoes into the present.
Filmmaker Deepa Mehta is a close friend of Rushdie's and read an early version of Victory City.
I'm so happy that I'd read the book before the attack. And I'd reread it after the attack. Yes, of course, I kept on feeling, oh my God, this is uncanny, this is ironic. But never did I ever for a minute feel that it had gained some kind of dark power because of the attack. It was as powerful as it ever was, because it was brilliant.
Throughout his career, Salman Rushdie has championed writers from around the world and stood with them in the face of censorship. Kiran Desai says she sees the new novel as his gift to both readers and to writers.
You know, I think every writer should read this book. It's just a distillation of wisdom.
I myself am nothing now. All that remains is this city of words. Words are the only victors.
I'm here now. And I've always been, one of the ways in which I've dealt with this whole thing is to look forward and not backwards. What happens tomorrow is more important than what happened yesterday.
Salman Rushdie's full interview with The New Yorker is in the magazine and on the latest episode of The New Yorker Radio Hour. His new novel, Victory City, is published today. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.